You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone wide open. Touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle. And there he goes. Crowder. It's a foot race. And Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know who that's.
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time for Thanksgiving weekend mailbag. So for that, we bring in our friend who does the film over on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, The Thunder from Down Under, Mr. Luke Grant. Luke, what's up, brother?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm looking forward to the battle for the number two pick this week. Houston versus the New York Jets. Always a huge one. We've got Jay Feely on the mic. It's going to be cracking. I can't wait.
Jay Feely on the mic. Oh, my goodness. That means I'll be muting the television for the entire game. Glad that you gave me that warning because I didn't even know he was on there. And it's funny because I like Jay Feely as a kicker, but as a color commentator, man, he is absolutely terrible. Luke, I got to ask you something, though, to start out before we get into the questions. I know that you're in Australia, so Thanksgiving's not your thing, but we give thanks around here this time of year. We say what we're thankful for. And so I was curious what you are thankful for as a Jets fan right now. I think you might have an answer similar to mine. As a Jets fan, at this moment, I am thankful for the young talent that seems to be emerging here. We'll see what happens with Zach Wilson, TBD on him. And the book isn't closed on anybody in particular, but I think the fact that Elijah Moore has looked so good the last few weeks, the fact that Elijah Vera Tucker has been dominating, Michael Carter, even though he got hurt, has looked so promising. Those are really encouraging signs because the Jets have not had exciting or really, really good offensive talent on this team in a long time. And when they did, it wasn't the young homegrown guys. We were talking about Chris Ivory. We were talking about Brandon Marshall, who was in his 30s. Even Eric Decker, who wasn't old, but he was getting into his late 20s. Now you've got guys fresh out of the draft that look like they could be cornerstones for years to come. So that's really what I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving as a Jets fan more than anything else. I think the jury's still out on a lot of things like Robert Saleh, even Joe Douglas to a degree. We can have a discussion about the things he's done well, the things he hasn't done as well, and the fact that we need to see a little bit more. There's been some promise there, but really to me, more than anything else, it's those young players and how well they've played on offense.
Yeah, I'm also thankful for Booth LaFleur. I think Mike LaFleur was an issue to start the season. I was pretty vocal about that. But to be fair, he's been fantastic ever since the Cincinnati game 3 or 4 weeks ago. The way he's rebounded has been huge because it gives this offense a ceiling and somewhere to progress to. We're seeing him kind of get away from some of the Kyle Shanahan schemes that he was so stuck on and dependent on. So it's been nice to see Mike LaFleur's development for sure. But as you mentioned, how can you not love what the young Jets have done? I think people are quick to kind of hit the phrase, same old Jets, but you mentioned it. When in 2015, it was Marshall, it was Decker, it was Ivory, it was Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Jets haven't had a young core for a long time, and even though they're losing games, obviously Zach Wilson comes back this week. It's going to be exciting to see. So watching the last 7 or 8 games and the expectations for this rookie class is going to be fun. Even defensively, you look at guys like Quinnen Williams, Bryce Hall, there's a ton of talent back there. They just need to do a better job filling out the roster. That'll come for Joe Douglas. I'm also thankful for Seattle and Jamal Adams as well. I can't say thank you enough to him. They've been terrible. They're obviously sitting at 3-7 right now. Jamal just keeps giving up defensive pass interferences and receptions. So it's been great to see them hand the Jets a top 5 pick right now. So there's a lot of good things going on for Jets fans, probably despite the record and what it's looked like with some of the terrible first halves and the defensive coaching. There's a lot more to be thankful for than I guess some people would think.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Let's jump into the mailbag, and we'll start with Nicholas Joseph. He says, how excited are you about this locker room? Considering a rebuilding team, youngest roster in the league, all new coaching staff, and the presence of the fan media, there hasn't been any major off-the-field issues. That is definitely a positive because for years there was always some sort of drama going on, and there hasn't been any of that this year in terms of off-the-field stuff. Now, obviously, we know Zach Wilson got hurt, and there was the whole Mike White hoopla for a little bit, the Joe Flacco trade. But as far as off-the-field stuff, there hasn't been any. And we talked about this when the draft happened. All the guys that the Jets picked were top-notch when it came to character. Zach Wilson, you couldn't pay somebody to say anything bad about him, at least anybody that knew him. Yeah, you had those people that were accusing him of being a spoiled rich kid, but if you talked to anybody that knew him, that was not anything that any of them had said. All you heard was positive stuff from his coaches, his teammates, people that were around him, media members even that covered him at BYU. Elijah Moore, other than that one silly thing that he did when he lifted up his leg pretending to be a dog peeing, and everybody remembers how that cost Ole Miss in that bowl game. Beyond that, nothing but positives about his character and his play. Michael Carter, you heard Ross Martin from Inside Carolina on the show talking all about what a leader he was in the locker room, how other players would look to him. Elijah Vera Tucker, first-rate player, first-rate person. You heard all about his relationship with the coaches at USC. We've even heard stuff now about how he's worked with John Benton. That story about how after the Atlanta game, he was waiting at Benton's office first thing in the morning and said, "Coach, I didn't play well. That won't happen again." And it hasn't. In fact, it's been the opposite. He's been killing it ever since. So all of these guys are super high quality, not just on the field, but off the field. And I think that's a big part of the culture they're trying to build. Now, Luke, we both know how this works. If the team is losing and those guys aren't performing, then nobody really cares about the culture of the locker room. But the reason why you would say that it's a positive right now is because they appear to be building something, at least with those young players. And so when you have those young players that show so much promise on the field, but also off the field and in a leadership capacity, that's an excellent sign. So the team's not winning right now, but you have those building blocks and they all appear to be first-rate character kids, not complainers like Jamal Adams. Again, Jamal Adams didn't do anything necessarily bad off the field. He was just a pain in the butt because he wouldn't shut his mouth and stop being a baby. You haven't gotten any of that from these guys. So very positive sign, and I like the type of team they're trying to build here with these young players.
You took the words out of my mouth, Scott. I mean, this is what happens when every single player you draft is a team captain. That's what it seems like Joe Douglas's philosophy has been. The high character young men talking about people who love football, all those kind of intangibles off the field, they're things that he covets in his draft process. And it seems to be working from that perspective. It's nice to see it, especially in a market in New York where obviously the beat loves to try and drag up any drama they can. So I think nothing encapsulates how, you know, stand up these young men in the rookie class are more than Michael Carter. The story that was told on your podcast earlier in the year about how he had his roommate and college teammate at UNC who was struggling with mental health issues and depression, and he really guided him through that. That's kind of, I think, just sums up this class. They really hit the nail on the head as far as talent and kind of players off the field, which is obviously so important in that culture and building the locker room. So it is pleasing. As you said, though, at the end of the day, people want results. They don't just want a culture, but this has to start somewhere. Robert Saleh kind of prefaced it through the week. He kind of said that there's been a lot of quick resets and not a lot of long-term building, and the strategy hasn't really been there for the Jets. Let's hope they're getting it right. I think the signs are correct from Joe Douglas, the coaching staff, particularly defensively, to be decided. But I think they've got a lot of good young men, they've got a lot of good young players, and that's got to be pleasing for Jets fans.
Next question comes in from one of our favorites, Peter J. Dillard. He says, "Would you agree that Joe Douglas did a great job at tackle by drafting Becton and signing Fanton Moses, but also did an equally horrible job at right guard? He started the year with Clark, who'd never played a down, Lewis, who left the team, and Greg Van Roten, who, well, you know, isn't good. Thoughts?" So let's start at tackle. Still to be determined with Becton. I like Becton a lot, and he played really well his rookie year when he was healthy, but those are the key words, when he was healthy. And the guy that Joe Douglas bypassed to take Becton, Tristan Wirfs, has been all world in Tampa. So you could look back on this in a couple of years if Becton doesn't stay healthy and say they could have had Tristan Wirfs. He's one of the best tackles in the league. They made a mistake. So we'll find out. But right now, Becton has been very promising when he's played. As far as Fant and Moses, I will admit I was wrong about Fant. Hated that signing. He hasn't been great, but he's been decent enough. And the fact that they went out and got Moses turned out to be a huge move, because with Becton getting hurt, they just slid Moses right in at right tackle, moved Fant over to left tackle, and they've been able to hold up reasonably well in Becton's absence. Now, at right guard, yeah, not the best job by Joe Douglas. I'm not expecting anything from Clark at this point. If they get anything from him ever, it'll be a plus. Lewis, you knew he was bad. Van Roten, you knew he was bad. But I think what this comes down to, and Luke, I think you'll probably agree, Rome wasn't built in a day. There was no way they were going to be able to fix this entire offensive line in the one offseason. Last year, they did a patchwork job to do the best they could. They brought in Becton. That was the big piece. This year, they went out and they got Elijah Vera Tucker. And now they're trying to move forward. And I think they'll make some more moves in the offseason, both in free agency and the draft. But slowly but surely, Joe Douglas is trying to transform this offensive line. At the moment, if Becton stays healthy, he should be a key piece. We know Elijah Vera Tucker is going to be a key piece. It's just adding to that. So overall, yes, at tackle, I think he's done a pretty good job, but still to be determined when it comes to Becton. And then, of course, at right guard, didn't do the best job, but as I said, can't do it all in one offseason.
Yeah, I think it's so difficult to be critical of Joe Douglas and the work he did with the offensive tackles. Not many teams had the luxury of having a Morgan Moses, a guy who was borderline Pro Bowler last year, on the bench, ready to come in when Mekhi Becton went down in week one. That's obviously a huge blow. You mentioned Tristan Wirfs. He was my guy coming out of Iowa. I really liked him and his ability to play left or right tackle. He's obviously excelled down in Tampa with Tom Brady. But look, Mekhi Becton is showing that he can be an elite talent. Friend of the show, obviously been on Play Like a Jet podcast last year in the draft process. He's a great human, like we just mentioned with the rookies from this year. Just need him to stay healthy. It's going to be a big thing for him. But all in all, I think Joe Douglas did a really nice job handling the tackle position. Look, right guard was poor. We all know that. Greg Van Roten just isn't an NFL caliber player anymore. He really wasn't in Carolina either. Cam Clark, as you mentioned, was a question mark. Then he had the neck injury at, OTAs early in the Jets offseason. When you pull all those things together, it was too many question marks. But again, you're right, Scott. You can't fill every single hole you have on offense, on defense in 1 year. I know people will say, oh, look, it's an important one because you put the health of your rookie quarterback at risk with a right guard like Greg Van Roten on the field. And look, they have a point. But at the same time, the tackles are the premium spots. He's doing a good job locking those down. He's got options moving forward. And I think he's done a fairly good job in solidifying the offensive line. I'd say right now the Jets have a league average O-line. I think they're getting above average play from three positions. And you've got to be pretty happy with that when you look at the atrocity that we've had up front for the past 5 or 6 years.
Next question comes in from Jeffrey Dances with Gastineau. I like that. He says, do you guys prefer Sala with the beard or Sala without the beard? I'm going to go with Sala without the beard. I just thought that beard looked messy. He's not a guy that's a beard guy. It just doesn't suit him well.
You know what? He looked like a lumberjack. I remember he came in a couple of weeks ago. I think it was on Halloween. He had the flannel shirt on. He had the little stubbly beard. I don't think it's Robert Saleh. He's that clean-cut Vin Diesel type guy running the stairs before the game. So I'm going to vote no beard as well. That's kind of where I'm leaning. But either way, I think he's going to be a passionate dude, but I think passionate dude without a beard.
Next question comes in from Fergus Obi-Wan. He says, is it wrong to laugh at a certain Seahawks defensive performance on Sunday that helps the Jets draft pick? Holy cow, did Joe Douglas fleece Seattle? Yeah, he sure did. Look, Jamal Adams is a much better player than a lot of people are giving him credit for in Jets circles. Now, I'm not going to hate on him as a player as much as some other people have. I think he's got some real strengths. That said, he's not what he thinks he is, and he's not what Seattle thought he was going to be for them. And for them to give up the 2 firsts and a third, the original first rounder and the third rounder basically went to draft Elijah Vera Tucker. Now this second rounder could end up being a top 10 pick. And Jamal Adams ended up getting an enormous contract on top of it. So it is absolutely appropriate to laugh, especially considering what Jamal Adams pulled when he was here and how he forced his way out the door. And it is absolutely apropos to now take glee in the fact that the Jets not only were able to get Elijah Vera Tucker, who looks like he's going to be a stud for years to come on that offensive line, but also another potential major difference maker in the draft this year if this Seattle pick ends up being as high as it looks like it could be.
I mean, I mentioned at the top of the show when you were talking about Thanksgiving, Scott, how can you not laugh at how it's played out for the Jets after the nonsense and the trying to get out to Dallas and all the things and being on a winning team and the Jets needing more dogs and everything we heard for 6 months that offseason with Jamal Adams? It's incredible that it could turn into Elijah Vera Tucker, obviously last year in the draft. And now potentially you're looking at a guy like Aiden Hutchinson. Maybe it's Derek Stingley, the corner out of LSU, but this can turn into a couple of premier blue chip prospects on top of getting rid of the nonsense that Jamal Adams was kind of causing in the locker room and all the noise and the carry on with Marcus May and how that filtered through. And you're saving $80 million. He really is the gift that keeps on giving. It was an awesome trade from Joe Douglas. I think it was just great foresight and understanding that you could trade a non-premium position for 2 premium picks. Seattle is so reliant on the health of Russell Wilson. Obviously, the Jets got quite lucky that he missed 3 games there with the broken finger in his throwing hand. But look, overall, it was a fantastic trade. Joe Douglas has really done a great job in a number of these moves. You think about Chris Herndon and the trade to Minnesota. There's been a number of them. And I think the one that definitely is at the top, the crown jewel for Joe Douglas so far, has been the move with Seattle. And look, you got to laugh. The way it played out on Sunday, he gives up the touchdown to Christian Kirk in the corner of the end zone. Somehow the officials get together and decide it's not a touchdown. Then the next play, he has the defensive pass interference in the end zone. They end up scoring on a play the next down where he doesn't even try and tackle James Conner. Look, it's been a hilarious turn of events if you're a Jets fan. It's probably been the high point of Jets fans watching the games on Sundays.
We're going to answer more questions tomorrow, but before we run on this Thanksgiving, I wanted to give you a special treat. My friend Steve Kaufman is a huge Michigan fan, and he lives in the DMV area. That's what we call the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. Went out to the Michigan-Maryland game, and I asked him to do me a favor and compile a scouting report for me exclusively for Play Like a Jet. Steve, what did you see live at Capital One Field in Maryland between the Maryland Terrapins and the Michigan Wolverines that you felt was worth reporting back to the show?
The defensive end from the University of Michigan, Aiden Hutchinson, is really good, and I think the Jets should draft him. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Steve. That was a first-rate scouting report. Fantastic detail. Really gave us what we needed to know. Aiden Hutchinson, definitely draft-worthy for the Jets. Apparently, he's very good. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that one. If you want to follow Steve on Twitter, by the way, he's at Window9Guy, so check him out. He's funny, as you could tell. Always a fun time to read what Steve's got on his mind. And it's also always a fun time to check out what we've got over at PlayLikeAJet.com. Sharman Phillip has been doing the Lord's work, writing up recaps of the games that have been happening and doing it in a way that's obviously not just informative, but very entertaining. So make sure you're reading what he's been putting up there after the games and all the other stuff we've got up over at PlayLikeAJet.com. Play Like a Jet YouTube channel is filled with fantastic videos. Luke Grant, the Thunder from Down Under, he's not worried about Thanksgiving because it's not really something that anyone celebrates down in Australia. So he's been busy creating fantastic videos for you to watch when you slip away from your family and you've had enough turkey, you're tired, you just want to be by yourself for a few minutes. Go and check out the videos. He put up a fantastic one on how Quinnen Williams absolutely dominated on Sunday against the Dolphins. And then, of course, how could he not put up a video of the incredible performance by Elijah Moore? That's all there using All 22 film. He's going to have plenty of new videos up beyond that as well. Check it out at the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Make sure you visit our store at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got incredible artwork courtesy of Luke's girlfriend, Alex. You can find her on Instagram at @CanIBeFrank. Some of the best artwork you will see on any t-shirts anywhere, I promise you that. We've got the Zach Says Go Long shirt. That's our most popular one. Perfect time to get it right now because Zach will be back this weekend against the Texans in Houston. So if you want to get that and support him, go ahead and do that. You could also get the Zach the Ripper shirt. That one's there as well. The Bless You Thank You shirt with Quinnen Williams and John Franklin Myers, the dynamic duo. You can get that one. Even the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, an oldie but a goodie. It's there. All of it can be purchased, not just in shirt form. You can also get a mug or you can get a mask, whatever it is you want. It's all there at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. Make sure you follow Luke on Twitter at LukeGrant7. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And be sure to give the podcast a 5-star review on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.